This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to high school football, eight-man football style tonight, as here we have a historical game at Bunker Hill, Illinois, as the Pawnee Indians come into town to take on the Bunker Hill Minutemen in the first ever eight-man football game here in Macoupin County. That is, unless we go all the way back to the early 1900s. My name is Gary Boker, alongside Dan Newkirk. Dan, are you ready for this one?
Ready to go. This is pretty exciting stuff. We're getting to see 1/8 of the eight-man football teams in the state, so it's pretty exciting stuff.
Talk to both coaches, and both of them rather excited because a lot of times they say one of the advantages of football is the fact that you can get so many men on the field. But the other side of that is when you have a shortage of players, it's difficult to field a full team, and now we're playing 8-on-8, which basically is two less linemen, one less running back per team. Should be a little bit more of a wide-open game, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, and, you know, with numbers, I don't know what I was expecting out of the teams for total numbers, but both teams seem to have around 24 players, so plenty of subs on the sidelines, so should see a very spirited game.
12 minutes on the clock. Rain is falling, and I hope the umbrellas get down a little bit lower than they are right now so that we can see over them. Bunker Hill will kick off from the west end to the east end. Emil Bilbro back deep for the Pawnee Indians to receive the kickoff.
Well, I think the
officials are checking to make sure everything is in order.
We're short a chain guy, and he's over there now, so I think we're going to get a starting whistle.
Oh, we lucked out. It wasn't you or I who got called to go down there.
No.
Hopefully,
for once, we're supposed to be.
Hopefully, we can stay dry up here. Now, three men on the chain crew. We're ready to rock and roll and get this one kicked off and going, as it will be number 7, and that'll be Chase Trover, who will do the kickoff duties for the Minutemen. He gets the whistle. Gets a foot into it, end-over-end kick, goes down on about the 20-yard line. Bilbro takes it. He'll go right up the middle, and he's going to be brought down on about the 27-yard line. So from their own 27, Pawnee will start the season off with their first possession.
It'll be interesting to see. It looks like Pawnee's going to come out with a one running back set and three receivers. So as we look at in the Pawnee Indians, Bunker Hill will have two running backs and two receivers. So the different formations with the eight man is going to be interesting to see how it's defended.
Yeah, Pawnee will have Liam Monahan as their only running back. Right now he's out in the pass formation as Zach Fisher is the quarterback. Now Monahan goes behind him, and there will be two wideouts on one side, one on the other. As on the offensive line on eight-man football, there's only a center and two guards. The field is still 100 yards long, but it is now 40 yards wide instead of the 53 and a third. The handoff will go to Monahan. He'll go right up the middle. He's over the 30. He's over to the 35. He's out to about the 38. Looks like it's going to be good for a first down, first play from scrimmage for the Indians. He'll mark it at the 38, give him a gain of 11, and it'll be a first and 10. Indians, Pawnee Indians, a co-op, as Lincolnwood and Divernon, I believe, are also in that co-op. Bunker Hill just came out of a co-op relationship with Mount Olive. Now it's going to be a toss sweep to Bilbro. He tries to turn the corner. Ball pops loose. Good hard hit there by Ty Zimmer. Are they going to say he was down? Are they going to give the ball to the Minutemen? We shall see what the contact rule is, and they're going to say, nope, he was down at the 39. We'll give him a gain of one. Let's call it second and 9. Well, Pawnee lucked out there, wouldn't you say?
They sure did, because it looked like the ball was out from up here, but I think they got a – but it was very, very close. Pawnee retaining the control of the ball.
So it'll be a second and 9, and now timeout going to be called on the field. So with 11:01 to go here in the first quarter, not yet 1 minute into the season, we get our first timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. Dan Newkirk, Gary Boker up here in the press box, staying dry on a soggy Friday evening. Last year, these two teams played 11-man football, a 44-0 victory for the Pawnee Indians, their only victory of the season. Bunker Hill, of course, went 0-9 as halfway through the season. They had to drop the program and forfeit the rest of their games, and now Flags are flying as it's going to be a procedure call against the Indians. That'll bring the ball back to the 34, mark off 5 yards, and make it second and 14 for PHS.
I thought about that as I was coming in, Gary, that Bunker Hill had to dust off their Minutemen jerseys, put away their Chargers jerseys, yeah. And looking good back in black and red.
All right, a little toss sweep to the outside going to Monahan, and he will turn the corner, and he'll be flipped down, not quite out of bounds. They're saying, yes, he was out of bounds, or they'll stop the clock anyway for a first down as he gets a ball all the way down to the Bunker Hill 45. So it'll be a first and 10 for the Indians. Monahan showing in the early going. He's pretty tough.
That was just a little quick speed option, and, yeah, Monahan was up the field very quickly. Not much of an east-west runner. He gets north and south pretty quick, although here at Bunker Hill, I guess he'll be going east and west, won't he?
We understand. Oh, that time the pass was incomplete. It slipped out of his hands, but he was going forward, and it will be an incomplete pass. That'll stop the clock. It'll be a second and 10 for the Pawnee Indians as they are on the Bunker Hill 45-yard line, and there was a situation where I have to think the moisture on the ball had a factor.
One, as these eight men start putting together, I'm thinking passing is going to be a very large part of their offense, and with the rain coming in tonight, a lot of that pregame planning might get shifted a little bit to a running game.
All depends on whether you can handle it. Now it's going to be a little handoff there up the middle. It was the fullback draw to Monahan. He gets a couple of tough yards there. Let's give him one. Let's take the ball down to the 44-yard line. That'll bring up a third and 9 for Pawnee. Bunker Hill doing a good job there of countering inside and stopping that for a short gain. Okay, we got to move the third down marker up to about the 4. There we go. That'll work. And it'll be third and 9. Probably going to the air. What do you think?
Looking like a pass play.
Going to put a man in motion. Going to fake. Now we'll run the option as he will throw. I'm not so sure.
That wasn't a forward lateral.
Forward lateral across the line of scrimmage. Right. Will they catch or not? He's driven
out
of
bounds
all
though.
The way down to the 7-yard line. I don't believe the officials picked up on that one. It was a forward pass. It looked like he very well could have been over the line of scrimmage when the forward pass occurred.
Yes, that was definitely very, very close. But that takes us into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com.
So we're going to mark the ball at about the 6-yard line, 7-yard line, we'll call it. It'll be first and goal for Pawnee as they have marched right down the field. Monahan's going to get the handoff again. Monahan's going to go up the middle, and he's going to go down, finally being brought down on about the 1-yard line. Talk about a powerful running back. He really was able to make way up the chute.
Runs the ball very well. Like I said, just straight up the field, not a lot of dance, not a lot of flash. Just very hard running out of Monahan.
We have another stoppage of play as the Minutemen are going to call another timeout. 9:30 to go here in the first quarter. We're scoreless, but the Pawnee Indians are knock, knock, knocking on the door. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Pawnee Indians are knock, knock, knocking on the door. This will be the 9th play of the drive, as they'll give the ball to Monahan, and he'll power his way into the end zone for the touchdown. So Monahan gets the touchdown, and the Pawnee Indians are on the board.
9 minutes, 28 seconds into the first quarter.
First score of the season comes at the 9:28 mark. As we said, it was Liam Monahan on a 1-yard touchdown run. Now the point after attempt. Is good, as once again it was Monahan on the 2-point conversion. And so our scoreboard reads at the 9:28 mark, it is Pawnee 8, Bunker Hill nothing. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. 9:28 to go here in the first quarter. The Pawnee Indians have scored first as the 8-play, 78-yard drive culminated with Liam Monahan's 1-yard touchdown run, then his 2-point run for conversion. And this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. So now the Pawnee Indians will kick off to the Minutemen. The Minutemen have two men deep back there. Can you see who they are, Dan?
Number 20. So we got a number 20. Garrett Oxford.
Okay.
But it goes to, the kickoff goes to Keegan Ralston.
And Ralston is going to be brought down as he'll run out over the 30 to about the 30. Oh, at the 36. So from the 36-yard line, the Minutemen trailing 8-0 will get their first chance on offense. As we said last year when these two teams met, I think it was in week 3 or 4, it was Pawnee 44-0 over the Minutemen. We'll see if the Minutemen can answer this Indian score as they will bring out Devin Ralston at quarterback. His running backs will be Evan Morris and Jacob Bassett as he sets shotgun formation. Lead off or lead back up the chute on a straight dive.
That wasn't a read either.
And that will be a pickup of about 2 out to the 38. Let's call it 2nd and 8. As the Minutemen being rather conservative on that first drive.
Very tight formation for the Minutemen with multiple running backs. Really squeezes in the Pawnee defense.
Ralston comes over, gets the play. Two backs, one on each shoulder behind him. They'll run the dive again. And the dive back doesn't go very far. That was Jacob Bassett on that play. And Bassett gets little or no gain as they're going to mark that one. They'll give it to him on the 30. We can give him the 39, give him a gain of 1. It's going to bring up a third still and very long. We'll call it 3rd and 7. As the clock's running, 8:20 to go. First quarter, 8-0 Pawnee with the lead. Bunker Hill with their first big third down play. So far, they've stayed double tight. They stayed with two backs in the backfield with the quarterback. Very conservative-looking offense. Now they're going to run the option. He's going to pitch, and it's going to go on the ground. And the ball is going to be recovered. Is it going to be recovered inbounds as the official is marking it?
And they're calling fourth down for Bunker Hill.
So they're going to say that the recovery was not made inbounds, and so the Minutemen get a bit of a break there. However, the Indians look like they might be getting some pretty good field position out of this. As okay. It was out of bounds, so therefore the clock stays stopped.
Play defense, Coach Stone, play defense.
And who do we have back there for Pawnee? Nick.
They're in there. Yeah, Ralston at quarterback still.
And he's got two.
See if
wide
he pooch
receivers.
Punts. No.
Oh, he's not. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going to run the ball out over the 40, but he's going to be well short of the yards to gain. And so Pawnee is going to take over, and they will do so in Bunker Hill territory on the Bunker Hill 41. Early gamble there didn't pay off for BHS. Wow.
You know, Gary, as I've talked to a couple people about this opportunity doing eight-man football, the question always comes up, defense. You know, how are they going to play defense? And so far we're looking at it as a nose guard and two ends as both coaches, but squeezed it almost like tackles with kind of linebackers, defensive backs behind. It's very interesting.
It's like a 52, only it's only a 32. Ooh, this one's lofted up in the air, and it's going to be intercepted by the Minutemen. As coming down with that one is going to be Evan Morris. So Morris with a big INT going to give the ball back to the Minutemen. They needed that break. So the Minutemen will recover the ball on the interception. They lost a few yards. This time they'll scrimmage starting from their own 21. That was a bit of a floater, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he a little bit of pressure and in his face, plus helping him with a very wet ball. It's going to be a really difficult time getting a crisp pass tonight.
Well, you need a quarterback with huge hands in order to be able to handle that. So now with one back in the backfield, three wide receivers, two left, one right, and looking to pass down the sideline. Receiver there. Oh,
nice.
Outstanding over-the-shoulder grab. And that was Keegan Ralston, who caught that one over his inside shoulder and gets the ball all the way out to the 49. It's early going, but that's got to be the play of the game thus far.
Absolutely. We had Ralston and Ralston on that play. Well, if that's a brother hookup or?
If we just had Purina.
There you go. Outstanding pass by Devin Ralston.
I think they're going to mark it on about the 48, 49-yard line, first and 10. And again, wide receivers is now. Ralston's by his lonesome back there in the backfield. He's got two wide left, two wide right. He'll run the draw. He gets through the first surge. He gets through the opening. He's going right up the chute, inside the 40, inside the 30. He's off to the races. They won't catch him today as Ralston will lumber 51 yards for the touchdown. What an outstanding play by Devin Ralston as he simply sent his receivers out wide left, out wide right, ran to quarterback draw. And I'll tell you what, the big boy would not be denied as he went 51 yards for the touchdown.
And Bunker Hill does not have their heights and weight on their roster, but Devin Ralston, a large kid who stands out in the Bunker Hill offense, is the largest player.
Now they'll go with a single set. Well, they go with a quarterback up under center. He'll have a fullback behind him. Oh, the fullback slipped. They give the ball to the tailback, and he's going to be denied as the slippery turf caught him there. The Minutemen do not get the extra point, but they draw close as they pick up the touchdown on Devin Ralston's 51-yard run. It's 8-6 Pawnee with 7:20 mark of quarter number one. We'll be back with the Minutemen kickoff after these messages on WSMI. The Bunker Hill Minutemen retaliate with a touchdown drive. Two plays, 79 yards. Devin Ralston with a 51-yard touchdown run makes it 8-6. This scoring drive summary brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854.
Had Talon McElroy on the return for Pawnee. Brought the ball up to right around the 30-yard line where Pawnee's going to start first and 10.
So we had a 78-yard drive and a 79-yard drive. Now Pawnee back on offense at the 7-10 mark. Let's see if they can get that touchdown back as they'll begin on their own 30-yard line. 5 minutes into this one, two touchdowns already scored. Pawnee with two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. They'll give the ball off to Monahan. Monahan drops it. It's on the ground, and there's big number three, Devin Ralston, just scored a touchdown, and now he recovers the fumble. So the Minutemen have had an interception and a fumble recovery, this time by Devin Ralston. And so the Minutemen are going to get good field position, see if they can knock off the two-point deficit and maybe take the lead.
You know, I guess it doesn't matter if you got 8 guys in the field, 11 guys in the field, Gary, momentum still being a huge factor in high school football, and the Minutemen seem to have it all right now.
Yeah, somebody told me once, when it all boils down, it's still one-on-one. You got to play the game one-on-one and beat the man across from you. Two wide receivers right, one right, wide receiver left. Now a man comes in motion. That is back. And the ball is snapped back to the quarterback, who fumbles it but was able to recover. We had a loss on the play back to the 39-yard line. It's going to bring up a second and 14 for the Minutemen, but once again, they were fortunate that they didn't cough up the ball. Well, we've had a little dampness in the air tonight. We've had some gremlins in the electrical system, but we're back here in the final 8 seconds of the first quarter. While we were away, a three-play, 45-yard drive culminating with Zach Fisher on a 32-yard touchdown run makes our score 22-6, and this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. We have now come to the end of the first quarter. Pawnee has a 22-6 lead over the Bunker Hill Minutemen. We'll be back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Well, I tell you what, they've been running fast and furious, but every once in a while, Dan, they do get in the red zone momentarily before they get to the goal line.
We have passed through the Sievers red zone a few times, powered by Sievers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Sievers, online at SieversEquipment.com.
And, of course, the score now as we get ready for second quarter action is Pawnee 22, Bunker Hill 6. And the ball will be a second and 10 for Bunker Hill on their own 25-yard line as we start play. Excuse me, second and 20 for Bunker Hill from their own 25. As the Minutemen come out, it looks like the Minutemen now will be with one setback behind the quarterback, Ralston, as he'll take the snap, fake the handoff. He's going to run that quarterback draw, which was so good before, but not this time, as he's going to be brought down at the 20-yard line, as it's going to be a loss of five more yards, and that's going to bring up a third and 25. And the offense for the Minutemen has been going the wrong way here the last couple times, Dan.
It sure has. That was Liam Monahan who has been our rushing hero. And Bunker Hill's really having a difficult time picking up the ins and outside linebackers to give Devin Ralston really any time to pass the ball.
Yeah, Ralston, a good-sized guy. He can have a good vision and good view of the receivers if he can just get time to look downfield. But right now he's been scurrying for his life. He'll go back up under center with two running backs behind him. They'll run the toss sweep, trying to get wide. Indians do a good job of sealing that, bringing him down at the 20-yard line for little or no gain on that play. That's going to bring up a fourth down for the Minutemen.
The Minutemen are lined up in actually a five-man front. They've got their wide receivers pulled in tight, like tight ends in traditional 11-man football. Pawnee is just doing a very, very basic job of just filling the gaps with everybody, and it seems to be very effective so far. The Minutemen having trouble getting through the line and not able to get outside either.
Yeah, Jack Cradiville, one guy over here on the left end position, he's been doing an outstanding job of making sure they don't get wide. And then when they turn them in, it seems like they're getting some good help from their friends. Two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right. Going to be that quarterback draw again as he's going to try to go to the left side and going to be brought down deep in Bunker Hill territory. And so the Pawnee Indians leading 22-6 already. They're going to get the ball, and they will get the ball on the Bunker Hill 19-yard line. Not often do you get a starter drive in the red zone.
Absolutely not. Here in the Sievers red zone, powered by Sievers and Exmark. Score now, Exmark at Sievers, online at SieversEquipment.com.
Evidently, the Minutemen don't have a lot of faith in their kicking game, as they elected not to punt on that one. Now the Indians coming out here, they're looking to put another score on the board and see if they can up this lead, which is already 16. It'll be a handoff up the middle to Monahan. Monahan just keeps shedding tacklers. It's not because it's muddy. It's because he is one strong runner, and Monahan finds the end zone yet again. This comes at the 10-10 mark of the second quarter, and Pawnee is in the end zone one more time, and it didn't take them long as Liam Monahan burrows his way in from 20 yards.
I tell you, Gary, what looked like to be a delayed beginning of a game, perhaps even a postponement, the rains let up. Looks like the officials made a good decision getting him on the field, and we're going to get a half football in here. Looks like a whole game.
And we're going to have a penalty flag here, probably just as well. Going to be an encroachment call against the Minutemen, I do believe. And that'll mark the ball half the distance. Are they going to mark it back against? One official's marking back this way, walking back this way, and the other one is saying, let's get closer to the goal line. Official on this side is standing at the 7. Now he'll mosey his way back inside the 5. It'll be from the 1.5-yard line for the extra point for the Indians, leading 28-6. See if they can put a 30 spot on the board. Oh, nice little inside cut there, as it was number 15, I don't even have a scorecard here with me now.
Xavier Hudgens.
Hudgens with the point after.
Hudgens with the point after.
All right, so Hudgens scores the 30th point of the game. So a very successful start to the second quarter. One play, 19 yards on the drive. As Monahan goes in for the score, Hudgens for the point after makes it 30-6. And this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. We'll be back with the Indian kickoff after these messages on WSMI. 30-6 is our score. The Pawnee Indians with the lead as they will kick off to the Minutemen, who will field the ball, and with the ball running up the field is number 7 for the Minutemen.
Chase Trover.
And that is Chase Trover.
Senior Minutemen.
And he makes good run back, getting the ball back to about the 48-yard line. So the Minutemen trailing now 30-6 will get the ball on their own 48-yard line.
The rain looks like it's starting to pick back up again. There was actually some hope of it maybe stopping there for a while, but
no such luck.
No such luck. Looks like it's picking back up again.
It's going to be one of those evenings in mid-Illinois. So now the Minutemen trailing 30-6 with 10 minutes to go till halftime. We'll have Ralston in the backfield all by himself. He's being chased down by the Indians. He'll toss it in the air, and it's going to be intercepted. It's Tyler Harris on the interception. So Tyler Harris, big number 54, Heineman's dream. He comes up with the INT, and Pawnee once again going to have outstanding field position as they'll get the ball on the Bunker Hill 41-yard line, we'll call it. It'll be a first and 10 for the Indians, and things have been going Pawnee's way pretty much this evening.
Tyler Harris was going to rumble towards the goal line if it hadn't been for Logan Scroggins knocking him out of bounds.
He knew what he wanted to do when he caught the ball. He's got his hands on his hips now, a little bit excited and a little bit disappointed. His chance to get the touchdown. Nonetheless, he got the big interception. So now Pawnee will have Zach Fisher as the quarterback in the shotgun. He's got one running back in front of him to one side, behind him on the other side. Snap goes through his hands. He'll pick it up on about the 50-yard line. He'll turn the corner. Now he'll zig. Now he'll sag. Now he'll be knocked out of bounds. Nope, they're going to say he was in bounds, but he was brought down there by Garrett Oxford, and it's going to be a loss on the play back to about the 43-yard line. So that's going to make a second and 12. But it could have been a whole lot worse for the Indians as Fisher did a good job of recovering and getting a little bit something out of it. Could have been a loss of about 10 yards, but instead it's second and a long 11, a short 12. As once again, Fisher will have one back. Oh, the bad snap. Oh, bad snap turns out well as Emil Bilbro is able to reach down and pick it up. He doesn't get any yardage out of it, but that was a heads-up play by Bilbro to maintain possession for the Indians. Spot that ball now on the 44, so another loss. Going to bring up a third and 13 for Pawnee. Ball on the Bunker Hill 44-yard line, down to 8:30 and counting. Quarter number two, 30-6, Pawnee with the lead. Pawnee with the ball. Two wide receivers to the right. Now we're going to hand it off to Monahan, and this time the Minutemen were ready for him as Ty Zimmer came shooting through the gap and makes the tackle for yet another loss back to about the 47-yard line. Let's call it a loss of three. Going to bring up a fourth and 16.
You know, the one thing we haven't seen here at all, Gary, is a punt in the game.
And I don't know if we're going to see one now.
I don't think so. Lots of fourth downs and lots of fourth and longs, but and there's been several times where the quarterback's lined up in a almost pooch kick type situation, but we've yet to see a punt.
Brent was over here on the side, and he had one man on him, and the guy guarding him or assigned to him was about 15 yards off. Of course, they need 15 yards to get a first down. Instead, Pawnee will call a timeout. 7:50 to go till halftime. 30-6, Pawnee over Bunker Hill. Back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, it's going to be a fourth and about 15 for the Indians. As they'll have two wide receivers over to the far side, one wide receiver to this side. It's going to be a, I think it's going to be a procedure call because the snap was not really made. It was a slip snap.
It was. Whether it slipped on his hands or got caught on the slick ground.
My grandson said, always snap with two hands.
Especially on a wet night.
And he's a rookie.
So 5 yards.
Ball back to the Pawnee 49-yard line.
So I think we'll definitely see our first punt now, Gary.
Never say never.
Well, that's true. But he was punting before, and they didn't talk about it much.
Whoa, snap. Oh, he tried to pick it up.
He knelt down.
They're going to say his knee was down. The referee right behind him didn't call that. With the linesman over on the other side, yes, it was. So Bunker Hill's going to get a break as they're going to get the ball on the Pawnee 44-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 as they trail 30-6 with 7:44 to go till halftime. You're listening to WSMI. Well, the slippery rock came into play once again as a poor snap back Pawnee up, and then a poor attempt to catch and punt gives the ball to the Minutemen on the Pawnee 44-yard line, as they say the punter dropped to a knee as he tried to get the ball. Now it's going to be a pass over the middle. Oh, had a good setup there as Pawnee was rushing four, and the screen pass over the middle just couldn't make connections. Incomplete pass brings up a second and 10. That looked like it had big play written all over it.
It did. Evan Morris was the receiver and was coming across. He had all kinds of room this way he was going. I'm not sure Pawnee would have corralled him before he got to the end zone.
Well, they had one good block right there in front of him as he turned to look for the ball, which would have freed him up, as you said, for a substantial gain. Instead, it'll be second and 10 from the Pawnee 44. Clock stops with the incomplete pass, 7:41 to go till halftime. Two wide receivers to each side as Ralston is all by his lonesome in the backfield. He's getting pressure over the middle. They tried the same play. And with a similar result, an incompletion as Morris could not make the catch.
That ball did get to Morris that time, but went off his shoulder pad. Ralston, in his few opportunities he had to throw the ball, has really done a nice job with a very wet football of delivering it out there.
Well, it's going to have to be a quick release because Pawnee is bringing some really good pressure from both defensive ends.
Yes, Jack Cradwell. Really, former Tim Credeville's son, former head football coach Pawnee, has really been an outstanding player in this game.
We'll go with a quarterback sneak and not go very far. Now, you did part right with the generation, but you forgot to say Roger Crotterville's grandson. Right,
there you go. Okay. There you go.
We, you know,
bring Macoupa County into it.
That's his pride and joy.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. The quarterback sneak doesn't go for much, as they'll get the ball down to about the 42. So on three plays, the Minutemen have only picked up a couple of yards, and it brings up a fourth and 8. They'll split a wide receiver to each side, and they'll put slots on each side. So it's a double slot formation for Devin Ralston. The snap comes back. He catches it. Oh, nice fake there. Got the defender in the air. Now the toss. Oh, and a catch was not made there. Keegan Ralston was seeing 6 points as he turned around to make the catch. He let it slip through his hands for what should have been a TD. What do they say? What might have been.
What might have been, yes. Baby brother Ralston was wide open at about the 15-yard line and would have been able to just walk into the end zone had he caught that ball. Big brother may want to have a talk with him about that one.
So the Indians dodge a bullet, as they say, and they'll take over first and 10 on their own 42. So that bad snap and that. I thought that was fourth down. It is fourth down. All right, here we go. I looked back and saw. Oh, nice
keeper.
Fake there.
Boy,
as
sure was.
Fisher had everybody, including this announcer, fooled, as he had the dive back going on the left side. He bootlegs to the right side. And 58 yards later, he's in the end zone, but whoa, Nelly.
Little laundry fell off the line.
Oh, my. What an outstanding run.
Really was. Did a great job of meshing that ball and drawing in the defensive end. When he pulled it, he had nothing but the whole right side of the field to run on.
Ooh. Well, those hurt. But at least when you're ahead 30-6, it's one of those, we'll go back and get them. If it's a one-point game, you really are disgusted. But they'll march the ball back to the 39-yard line. And it'll be first and about 14, as that penalty took place a yard over the line of scrimmage. Now they'll give the ball off to that is 34. And that is Luke Cradaville. And he'll bring the ball out to about the 47-yard line.
Had a tackle on the play. Garrett Oxford and Evan Morris combined for the tackle on that play.
So with the clock running, we're inside the 6:30 mark. 30-6, Pawnee has the lead. Pawnee has the ball. And Pawnee is going to call a timeout. As we have a timeout on the field, we'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI-FM 106. Fisher down the sideline, tiptoeing his way to a first down as he had a good run there to the left side. And the Indians continue to move the chains as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number two.
Fisher was heading out of bounds, and Evan Morris assisted him a little bit and really gave him a good pop and put him on his backside.
And so it'll be from the 40-yard line, a first and 10 for the Indians. Fisher with one back in the backfield, but he's going to look for the slant pattern. It's overthrown and over the hands of Keegan Ralston. Incomplete pass, going to bring up a second and 10.
Keegan Ralston, that's two balls. The one on offense and the one on defense, both got in his hands. He catches both those balls, and it's quite a difference maker for Bunker Hill.
So that'll bring up second and 10 from the 40. Again, Fisher in the backfield. Hudgens in motion. Handoff. Oh, the ball's loose. The whistles have not blown yet. They're still fighting for the ball, and underneath the bottom of the scrum, I believe the Minutemen going to come up with that ball. Kind of looked like a little rugby there for a minute, didn't it?
It really did. It started, it was a snap that was just a little left, and Fisher did an outstanding job of even catching the ball, but I think they threw the whole timing off the handoff, and Monahan never really did get the handoff.
They're giving the ball to the Minutemen, but there's a big lineman for Pawnee, and he's saying, hey, I got the ball, as they come up off the pile, but the official says, we've already made our call. So the fumble will give the Minutemen the ball once again, trailing now 30-6. They'll get the ball at the 5:22 mark of quarter number two, and they'll scrimmage from their own 40-yard line.
You know, Gary, as this eight-man football takes off, and really we might be looking at a record in turnovers as these records are created, as these games go, we may be onto something here.
It's definitely the most fumbles for the Bunker Hill Minutemen, I'll tell you that. Eight-man style, anyway. Everything that happens in this first game will be a record of sorts. And they'll try to establish and then break them. Ralston, oh, he lowered his shoulder and then finally is driven out of bounds. But a nice run by Devin Ralston as he'll get the ball out over the 45 to about the 46. We'll give him a gain of 6, and let's call it second and 4.
That was Xavier Hudgens from Pawnee that came up and tried to lean a shoulder into big Devin Ralston and found out, you know what, you got to wrap the big boy if you're going to bring him down. He walked away shaking that arm a little bit. I think that's what we used to call stingers.
Stingers, yes, indeed.
One of those stingers, Coach?
Yep. Been there, done that.
Now they just call those concussions.
Anyway, it's going to be a second and 4 from the 46 for the Minutemen. It seems like it's starting to rain a little bit heavier once again, as Ralston has one back in the backfield with him. He's got a tight end over here on the right side. He's got two wide receivers on the left side. He's going to take a couple-step drop over the middle. He's got a receiver, and the catch is made, nestling that in with both hands and getting to the ground. I believe, yes, that was number 5, Quentin Perdun. Walker Dunn with a nice reception, going to give the Minutemen a first down as they'll move the chains and take the ball all the way down to the Pawnee 35. First and 10 Minutemen, 4:50 to go till halftime.
Giving Mel Bilbro, defensive back for Pawnee, some credit on that. He was in outstanding coverage, but Ralston just really fit that ball in.
And Perdun made sure he nestled it into his pit of his stomach and says, "You're not getting away from me. I'm not going to drop this one." And he didn't. Split into the left, slot receiver out there as well, tight end over on the right side. Ralston back under pressure, trying to come right up the middle. He's going to get away from one. He'll get away from two. He'll get away from three. Finally, he's going to be brought down by Brady Berendt. And Berendt comes up with a good stop there as the ball goes all the way down to about the 28-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of about seven, going to bring up a second and three. Nice run there by the quarterback, Devin Ralston.
I tell you what, this is very quickly turning into a two-man game with Ralston for Bunker Hill and Monahan for Pawnee either running the ball or tackling each other on a very large amount of the plays.
What did I tell you? It all boils down to one-on-one eventually. Ralston with nobody back there, double slots, double wide receivers on each side, and the pressure is put on by Pawnee. They send four. Ralston gets away from them all somehow. Now he lowers his shoulder, gets inside the 20, inside the 15. He's going to have a first down in the red zone.
So that takes us into the Seavers red zone, which is powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB at Seavers JCB. Online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Looks like the ball's going to be spotted on about the Pawnee 15-yard line. First and 10. Bunker Hill, we've got an injured player down on the field, so as they tend to him, we'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI FM 106.
Okay, when did kneeling during an injury start? I missed that.
That's a soccer thing.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
When did it start?
I don't know.
Because when I was coaching, we didn't do it.
That's the first time I saw it. And I think after the soccer kids started it, then I saw it in JFL.
Because early in the season, with cramping being an issue, not like tonight, but
that's
the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
get down closer to the humid ground.
Yeah,
it seems like that's when you get up and you move around and you get a drink.
All right, here we go. WSMI. 3:29 showing on the second quarter clock. Pawnee 30, Bunker Hill 6. Bunker Hill on the move as they have a first and 10 in the red zone. As Ralston drops a snap, picks it up, he comes around the right side. He spins, trying to get away from a would-be tackler, but Jack Crowderville says, "You're not getting away this time." He'll bring him down on about the 11-yard line after a gain of four, and Crowderville just not going to be denied the tackle there.
I'm not sure if Devin Ralston would ever be characterized as fast or speedy or anything like that, but when he gets himself moving up the field, that power really carries in because he's not running air. I don't want anybody to think that he's running away from anybody in the football field. He's running through and carrying bodies down the field.
Running back from Wisconsin
as a quarterback
a few years ago, and they called him a load. Yeah. That's what you would say about Ralston.
That's the quarterback from Bunker Hill for sure.
He is a load. Two backs in the backfield behind him as he's up under center for one of the few times tonight. Now he'll take a drop back looking for a receiver. I don't think there's anybody out there. And he's going to be smothered by a host of Pawnee Indians. What do they say? We just called a team meeting on the back of the Bunker Hill quarterback, Liam Monahan, one of the first ones there.
When I feel bad for the linemen from Bunker Hill because Ralston really did have some time there, but I think that we got caught in a first game mix-up where the receivers Ralston was expecting to be out on the left side of the field were not there.
Well, it's kind of
they fell down or...
Yeah, kind of difficult when you call a pass play and nobody goes out for the... pass pattern anywhere.
Anyways, because Ralston had time to throw the ball. There just wasn't anybody out there to throw the ball to.
It's going to be a loss back to about the 20-yard line, so that's going to bring up a third, what do we call it, 14, 15 yards?
Yes, 14.
A long ways to go, but of course the Minutemen in four-down territory here at the 2:18 mark. Timeout on the field. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI FM 106.1.
We had number two on the play there. That was Kyler Softley.
Softley.
Freshman.
Back there.
Freshman backup quarterback.
Okay. What do we call that offense? The Wildcat?
We got Devin Ralston standing over here on the sideline with his helmet off. not being attended to, so it doesn't seem to be an injury, but the Minutemen have their freshman backup in the game at the moment.
It'll bring up a 4th and 14. There's not much of a gain, if any at all, on that one. They'll send the receivers out wide left and right to the end zone. The pass is caught for the touchdown. And so the rookie comes up with an outstanding pass into the corner of the end zone, making the catch over there. I'm still looking for the number.
That was Keegan Ralston.
Keegan Ralston comes up with a catch for the touchdown. The youngster comes up with a pretty good pass there. As you said, that was number 2, Kyler Softley.
Kyler Softley on the pass.
Wow, Kyler Softley.
Threw a very nice ball.
Yeah, act like he'd been doing that his whole life. To Keegan Ralston. And on a 4th down play, the Minutemen. What, how many yards was that?
Ooh, where were we?
It was 14 yards to
14?
Go. 14? So was it from the 20-yard line, 24-yard line? 20-yard line. So it'll be a 20-yard pass. Point yeah. after attempt.
Softly had trouble getting the snap. And the Pawnee defensive line kind of smothered him there, stopping the two-point conversion.
So it was an 8-play drive, starting at their own 40. So 8 plays, 60 yards on the scoring drive for the Minutemen. Kyler Softley hooks up with Keegan Ralston for the 20-yard touchdown pass, making it 30-12. And this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. We'll take a break, be back with a Minutemen kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Dan Newkirk, Gary Volker up here in the press box on a rainy evening in the southern part of Macoupin County as the Pawnee Indians are visiting here and leading the Bunker Hill Minutemen 30-12. Following the Bunker Hill touchdown, the Minutemen kickoff goes back to about the 15-yard line where it's going to be fumbled there by P.J. Berry. He then picks it up. He's running down the right side, wanted to cut back. No alley there, so he decides, let's take what I can get. And he'll get the ball out over the 25-yard line. And Pawnee, with a 30-12 lead, will scrimmage from there with 1:23 to go till halftime. So from their own 28 now, Pawnee with a 1st and 10 as they'll go shotgun with one back in the backfield. Going to go deep is Fisher. He's got a receiver there.
Ooh. Oh,
just out of the grasp of the would-be receiver, Emil Bilbro. He had a step on the defender but could not quite come up with that. Had he made that catch, that would have been on the highlight reels in the ESPN tonight.
It would have been. He was going to have to lay out. He wasn't going any farther. He was going to have to lay out to catch it. He got a step on Evan Morris, the defender from Bunker Hill, but he wasn't going to stay on his feet, but it would have been a great catch.
That'll bring up a 2nd and 10. Didn't run much time off the clock. Still 1:18 to go. As the Minutemen have 3 on the line to rush the quarterback, who has 1 protector in the backfield with him. 2 wide receivers on the right side, 1 over here on the left. He's going to fake it, and Fisher's going to keep it. He's going to turn, and he's going to be brought down there. Good defense by Garrett Oxford as he got hold of the jersey and refused to let go. But a gain out to about the 37-yard line, going to be a gain of 9, going to bring up a 3rd. Nope, they're going to say 1st down. I'm sorry. I thought it was a little bit short, but they're going to say, nope, that's good enough for a 1st and 10. So they'll move the chains, and at the 109 mark, they'll they'll mark the clock, and they get a kick out of the officials winding that clock. They want to get it at halftime, get dried out, get a little hot chocolate or something. Now it's going to be a little pitch to the lead back running like a jet sweep, Emil Bilbro. And Bilbro is going to go across the 40 out to about the 45. So we'll give him a gain of 8. Let's call it a 4. We'll give him a gain to the 45. We've got 2nd and 4 for the Indians.
Keegan Ralston made the tackle on that play, keeping him corralled.
25 seconds to go. Pawnee seems like they're taking their time here. Of course, it only takes one big play, and they've had a few of them. They'll run the option, and Fisher's going to keep it. He spins away from one tackle, a second tackle. He's finally pushed out of bounds there. A defensive play by Evan Morris as he takes the ball down to the 43-yard line of Bunker Hill. It'll be a first and 10 for the Indians with 12.9 seconds to go. Since he ran out of bounds, was pushed out of bounds, the clock will not start until the ball is snapped. So a possibility of one or two more plays for the Indians here in the first half. They lead already 30-12, looking for more. Bilbro is going to come over here to the slot on the left side.
Got Big Jack Cradiville up on top of the field.
And P.J.
Be
Perry.
A big target.
P.J. Berry is the man here at the bottom. Low snap. Fisher looks down. He's able to pick it up. Got his receiver over the middle. Dropped at the 20-yard line. They're wanting an interference call, and there's not going to be any forthcoming. A little bit of discussion, and now Ralston goes over to a little, I hope, friendly jab at the receiver. Still 6 seconds to go. The incomplete pass. Going to bring up a second and 10 for Pawnee. All still resting on the 43-yard line. As we said, the field is still 100 yards long, but it's only 40 yards wide. And that helps a little bit, but when you realize that you have three less guys on defense, it still spreads out the defense and a lot of one-on-one matchups going on here this evening. A little bit more difficult to play a zone defense, as now they'll go up under center, and he was going to simply take a knee, and instead it slips out of his hands. But nonetheless, it will go to the ground, be covered by the Indians, and that will bring us to halftime. After two quarters of play here at Bunker Hill High School, it is Pawnee 30, Bunker Hill 12, back with the second half after these messages on WSMI. He has Evan Morris in the backfield there with him. Also over to the other side, Ricky Woods. We were told Ricky would be in for quite a bit of action as well, as Pawnee has everything on the line of scrimmage. They're showing four up front. They're showing four linebackers. They're coming after him. Ralston trying to go around the left or the right side as he's going to be double-teamed, brought down for little or no gain there at all, as P.J. Berry was one of them in on the stop. Did you catch the other guy?
I did not. There we go. Number 12. That was Brady Barron.
Okay.
Brady Barron on the other guy in the tackle.
Okay. I thought we also had another guy in there. Tyler Harris, I believe, in there as well. Give him a gain of one. Mark the ball on the 43. Call it second and nine.
Sorry about that, Gary. I was just trying to figure out. I think it was such a broken play by Bunker Hill. Again, quarterback looking one way, running backs running the other way.
How would you like to be playing quarterback and see eight guys getting ready to all come at you all at once? They are showing good pressure, and the pressure's coming again. This time, however, Ralston gets to the outside, makes a nice run, falls forward. I believe he's going to be awfully close to a first down. They're going to mark it in Pawnee territory at the Pawnee 48, first and 10 Minutemen.
Brady Barron and Xavier Hudgens on the tackle for the Indians, bringing down that big load.
Tell you what, they're not going to have to water this lawn for a while.
No.
Bad part about it is this rain's falling on my yard as well. So.
Well, and with the field only being 40 yards wide now rather than the 53 and a third, but the concentration's more to the middle of the field, so it's starting to show a little wear.
Here we go. First and 10 from the Pawnee 48. Ralston with a double slot formation. He's got two to the left, two to the right. He's going to toss it out here. And the catch is going to be made by Evan Morris. He
slipped
the tackle. He goes down the sideline. A flag going to be dropped at the 32. And he was off to the races, but they won't count that one today.
Nah, that was Ty Zimmer. Ty Zimmer got himself. He was blocking, and the guy turned to run, and he wrapped his arms around. And it's going to come back on that holding call.
Would you call that over-exuberance, perhaps?
It was. It was an easy one to call. We'll put it that way.
It was a no-brainer. Looks like they're going to spot it at the 36, and they'll mark the penalty off from there. And they'll mark it out to the 46-yard line. So So it's going to actually be a first and 8 with the penalty being assessed from where it occurred. So with the first and 8, the Minutemen still in Pawnee territory. First possession of the second half. Ralston back there, a little swing pass out in the flat. And the receiver is open. Everybody turns around and stands still this time as it's going to go for a touchdown for the Minutemen. Is that Ricky Woods over there?
Ricky Woods, another freshman. Yes, another freshman for the Minutemen making an impact.
Ricky Woods with the reception. And that time everybody on the Minutemen made sure they did nothing illegal to take that one back. So the Minutemen have scored 2 touchdowns, but only one of them counted. This one comes from 46 yards out.
The impressive part was P.J. Berry was coming hard from his right end position and almost tipped that pass.
Came very close, and now the 2-point conversion by the Minutemen as they'll look to the receiver, and it will be incomplete. So the pass for 2 is no good, but it's a 3-play drive for the Minutemen. 58 yards on the drive, culminated with Devin Ralston to Ricky Woods for a 46-yard touchdown pass. This scoring drive summary brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring. They've been in Carlinville since 1854. We'll take a break. Be back with a Minutemen kickoff after these messages on WSMI.
Bunker Hill was thinking about the 7-man kickoff team.
Very good. Yeah, that's one thing about it. You know, in 11-man football, if you have one man less, you still got 10 guys to cover the field. That's not a good situation.
Wait, they had 8 guys. They had 8 guys on.
Maybe there was another reason for it.
Well, Coach wanted to get 76 in. He was dragging him along with him, John Mize. Coach wanted to get him in the game.
Well, he's got him in the game.
He's in there.
All right, so anyway, we'll have a do-over here. After the timeout, at the 10:06 mark, the Minutemen, line drive kick.
Good
goes
kick.
Beyond the return man. As that is Talon McElroy, or McElroy, depends on how you want to say it. And he'll retrieve it, get the ball out to, what, about the 15-yard line, it looked like?
At number one, that was Ricky Woods, that freshman that had the touchdown catch, making the tackle on the kickoff.
Well, some people say freshmen aren't ready to play football, but sometimes freshmen are needed to step forward. And they what? Ricky Woods has done a good job this evening with the minutes he's been on the field, that's for sure.
Well, Ricky Woods and then Kyler Soffling, his brief stint at quarterback, that's 2 freshmen that Bunker Hill has to look forward to for sure.
Monahan, the only back in the backfield with Fisher. 2 wide receivers over here. Slot man goes in motion. Fisher's going to fake the handoff. He's going to try to turn a corner. He's going to be run out of bounds for little or no gain as Bunker Hill had 4 Minutemen in hot pursuit. They'll spot him down at the 15, so we'll call it no gain and make it 2nd and 10. Much better pursuit on the outside that time for Bunker Hill.
Defensive end Ty Zimmer showing a little bit of speed there and not letting Fisher get turned up the field because Fisher's got a little speed himself, so turning him outside is no easy task.
Don't be surprised with the ball over here on the left hash mark if they don't go back the other way. If Bilbro goes in motion, look for him to get that handoff this time and Fisher to run the fake. We shall see. Nope, got something else in mind. We're going to go the other way with Fisher, and he says, I couldn't go one way. Let's see if I can go the other, and he has trouble getting around that outside. As on the defense over there, was that Evan Morris?
Evan Morris on the tackle from his outside linebacker position.
Morris with a good stop there. So the Bunker Hill defense has shown a lot of improvement here in the second half as it'll bring up a 3rd and 9, ball still on the, well, let's call it the 16-yard line for the Indians.
Yes, a lot of those early game jitters, if you want to call them, just, you know, a little bit of confusion from the Minutemen seems to be ironing out and playing much more solid defense.
Well, Pawnee had 3 touchdowns in the first quarter. They've only had 1 touchdown since then. You know what's good for you is to give the ball to Monahan and let him just roll over everybody. He does that. getting the ball out over the 20 to about the 21. Let's give him a gain of at least five, but that's going to bring up a fourth and five.
Evan Morris very quickly stepping up as one of the leading tacklers in this defense for the Minutemen. Made that tackle again, really holding down that left side of the line. And again, what we're looking at on defensively, if you're curious about this eight-man football, a three-man front with two to three linebackers, and then depending on how many linebackers, two to three defensive backs.
Monahan, a left-footed punter. Boy, did he get a toe into that one as he gets that one down. And then the Minutemen try to get on top of it, and I believe it squirted away, and it's going to be Pawnee ball. Indeed, Pawnee recovers. Now, first of all, Pawnee did a good job of covering the ball, but secondly, why did the Minutemen feel the need to field a punt?
Well, I think, I don't know, did we get a little confused about punts are dead balls, kickoffs are live balls? But yeah, it seemed like he thought he needed to recover that ball and only got a couple of hands on it and a lot of really good hustle by the Pawnee Indians.
Yeah, some really good defense by the Minutemen. Goes by the wayside now as Pawnee will maintain possession. They'll be down at their own, or at the Bunker Hill 37 now. So what was a good punt had an even better result as Pawnee maintained possession. They'll give the ball to Monahan. He'll take it across the 35 down to about the 34. Let's give him a gain of about three. We'll call it second and seven.
It definitely does appear to be the Liam Monahan resting period is over, and they're going to feed him the ball some more.
Well,
eating up the clock.
Yeah, it worked for them in the first quarter, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it, as they say. He says, Coach, I'm well rested.
Well, I tell you what, there was a play where one of those plays that Ralston got loose. Monahan and another defender ran into each other, and he got up a little limpy, so I wonder if there's just been a recovery period there.
Well, from what I just saw of that run, I think he is pretty much healed. However, there's a different back in the backfield now, as this time is 34, Luke Crowderville, who's running the ball, and going to be a loss on the play back to about the 37. So that's going to bring up a third and about nine.
Had Leo McGuire and big Garrett Heflin on the tackle for the Minutemen.
So the Bunker Hill defense is showing itself pretty proud here in the second half as they've made one stop and now they've got a third and long. Pawnee wants to take a timeout. 7:18 to go, third quarter. Pawnee 30, Bunker Hill 18. Back with more after these messages on WSMI FM 106.1.
You know, Gary, I was talking to Mr. Smith, Bunker Hill principal here before the game, and he was talking about as they were trying to make a transition decision what they're going to do post South Mac football, and the school board had a requirement of 18 players if they were going to do this, they're going to play the eight-man, and they were delighted to get 24 players out, in fact, so Minutemen football seem to be alive and well here in Macoupin County.
Yes, indeed. Run the option, and they'll pitch to Monahan. Monahan's going to be wrapped up. And he's going to be brought down short of first down yardage as he had a full head of steam, but he got spun around and to the ground. And coming up off that pile is number 20, and that is Garrett Oxford for the Minutemen.
Running that speed option again, Gary to Monahan, that is dangerously close to a forward lateral.
I don't see what the concern is here. There's a stoppage of play. They're looking things over. It was fourth down.
Looks like we're going to measure.
I guess it is that close. It looked like. I thought they were going to be about a yard short.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I told you, didn't I? I got new glasses, but I still got the old eyes.
Right. I'm not sure it's a yard short. It looks closer to two.
I guess I was looking at it through the Bunker Hill glasses.
Here, we'll see how good my old eyes are.
Ooh, this is
close.
Oh,
it's closer than I thought. It is close. It is close.
He stretches it out and
pulls harder.
Nope. No first down.
Bunker Hill ball.
Take over. I told you it wasn't far enough.
The defense of the Minutemen really stepping up here in the second half. And, you know, that could have been devastating after fumbling the punt. But they stiffened up, give the ball back to the offense.
So from their own 28, the Minutemen, with their second good defensive stand here in the second half, they'll get the ball back, but it's going to be a much longer field with which to work as they'll spot that ball down. Well, they're stretching it out now. Come on, guys. You can't be that far off. They're spotting the ball on the 29, and yet the yard to gain is at the 40. No, it's at the 39. Okay. So we'll mark it at the 29-yard line. First and 10. 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. 30-18. Pawnee with the lead. Bunker Hill with the ball. One man in the backfield behind Ralston. He's got three Indians coming down on him. He was able to get the ball off, but it was slapped at the line of scrimmage. And you talk about some big guys coming forward there. Big number 72 for Pawnee, and that was Luke Resnick, coming up there big, and he had big number 19, Jack Cradival, in there with him as well.
Liam Monahan, that's a name we've heard of once or twice tonight. He was in there putting pressure on as well.
What is it they say? He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
And he is.
And that'll bring up a second and 10 for the Minutemen.
Warm up the ice bath.
From the 29. Yes, indeed. Two receivers wide left, two wide right. We got double split ends, double slot backs. By himself, Ralston fires a long one, running to get after it, and couldn't quite make connections, as once again, that was that rookie out there, Ricky Woods, as Woods had gotten behind the defender, but when he looked over his shoulder, didn't have enough time to adjust the ball, just off the mark, brings up a third and 10.
When Ralston let that go of that ball, I thought it was 5 yards overthrown, but Woods did a really nice job, even though not getting the ball, he did a nice job of closing the gap on the pass, and this Woods kid, for a freshman, has got some nice speed. Something an old track coach might like.
I was going to say Coach Marshall. Coach Marshall's probably looking forward to that, unless he's a baseballer. We shall see. But in any event, it's going to be a handoff. That has not been very successful, and a bulldog takedown there. Does he get 2 points on the takedown for that?
Two.
Jack Carneville comes up with a stop. That just hasn't been too effective a play for the Minutemen tonight. Going to be a loss on the play of about, maybe 6 yards there. And that's going to bring up a fourth down, fourth and about 16. Ball resting all the way back on the 23-yard line. Should be punt time if the Minutemen so choose, which they haven't yet tonight. Now a flag's going to fly. Somebody off sides. Somebody lined up in the neutral zone.
Just not sure which side. Oh, looks like the Minutemen are backing up there.
What did Buddy Blattner say? They're walking the wrong way. Mm. Fourth and 21 now from the 18-yard line. So.
Oh, boy.
He wanted to get a kick off. He couldn't. And now he's going to be driven out of bounds on about the 15-yard line, and Pawnee gets a gift there. They're going to get outstanding field position because of a good defensive stand. And at 5:32, they stop the Minutemen on downs, and they'll get a first and 10, and they'll do so from the Bunker Hill 15. Where are we going to mark that?
Ralston wanted to punt that ball, but Jack Cradiville, who has clearly set up a new zip code in the Bunker Hill backfield,
about the 20. Looked like it was going to be a rugby kick, wasn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
And so Pawnee with an excellent opportunity here. Minutemen defense has been good, but can they do it again? Fisher turns a corner on the left side. He's going to be driven out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. As the official comes up and stops right at the 15, let's give him a gain of 5, call it second and 5.
15-yard line, Gary, that puts him in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com.
And tonight we've seen sometimes they're in the red zone and sometimes they fly right through the red zone. But in any event, it'll bring up a second and 5 from the Bunker Hill 15. Clock stopped as he was out of bounds. 5:24 showing on the third quarter clock. 30-18. Pawnee with the lead. And the bad snap. And it's going to be a procedure call against Pawnee, which will move the ball back to the 20. Second and 10. I hope that didn't go over there.
We had some people that did not agree with that.
In any event,
and they were,
it's back to a second and 10 from the 20. vociferous. Second and 10 from the 20, 5:22 to go here in the third quarter. Official drives that ball off a little bit. It's between the hash marks. Turf looking pretty good here tonight, but you keep going between those hash marks and this kind of weather, it's going to wear out pretty quick. Monahan with the call. Monahan back to the line of scrimmage. Monahan is pulled back and brought down as the big number 76 for the Minutemen.
We got, I believe it's 78 is what it's on his jersey. We don't have it. No, it is 76. You're right. John Mize. John Mize the third.
Yes.
Junior
father,
from the Minutemen.
His father's name would be?
John Mize
yes.
Junior. Funny story. We're at Vandalia one day. I asked a guy in the chain gang, hey, is that kid a junior? And he said, nope. I think his dad's name is Bob. True story.
All right, third and 10. Collect yourself, Coach. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Third down play in four down territory here as Fisher's going to drop back. He's looking for a receiver. He'll heave it out to the right side and throws too far in front of the intended receiver there. And that was Emil Bilbro. That'll bring up a fourth down, fourth and 10 from the Bunker Hill 20. Can the Minutemen defense hold again? They've done it once. They've done it twice. They've done it a couple, three times here in the third quarter. They're still trailing 30-18.
Even though the field position hasn't necessarily favored the Minutemen defense, they have stood strong where they were.
Fisher's going to drop back. He's got Monahan out here in the flat. He tries to throw over the middle, looking for Brady Berent, and Berent can't come up with the catch. It's incomplete, and so the Bunker Hill Minutemen going to take over on downs. That defense showing big time once again.
If they can flip this field somehow, which is difficult to do on a wet field with the rain still falling and the leather ball feeling like a greased pig right now, but if they can get this thing flipped, they've got some momentum.
Minutemen break the huddle. Come to the line of scrimmage. Blake Bailey, Logan Scroggins, Garrett Heflin, the big guys up front for the Minutemen tonight. Two backs set in the backfield behind Ralston, who's up under center. He mishandles a snap, and by the time he gets hold of it, he's brought down very abruptly there by number 72. Lucas Resnicek.
Easy for you to say. You know what, though? If they had their names on the jersey, his back would be big enough for it to fit. He's a big boy.
Ball at the 18. It'll be a second and 12 now for the Minutemen. As Ralston decides, I'll back out away from center. Takes a low snap. Picks it up. Dropped very quickly. Coming up off the bottom of the pile, number 72. Your turn.
Oh, number 72. You're going to do
Lucas
this to me, aren't you?
Resnicek.
Lucas Resnicek. Now, what I'm noticing, though, is Resnicek has taken the place of Tyler Harris, who is another very stout young man, and who really, really held down the middle of the field for him. And I didn't see him leaving the field injured, maybe just taking a break. This thing with this eight-man football, a lot of guys going both ways.
Yes, indeed. Timeout on the field. The Minutemen will take a timeout at the 3:18 mark. It is Pawnee 30, Bunker Hill 18. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. As they'll do the toss sweep this time, trying to get the ball
Balls
out
in the field.
Wide to Evan Morris. Again, another fumble of that slippery pigskin, and Pawnee's going to come up with it, and they're going to come up with it on the 10-yard line. So guess what? Not only is Pawnee going to get the ball back, but they're going to get the ball in the red zone.
That's the Seavers red zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. It was Emil Bilbro coming up with that fumble recovery.
Well, it's a first and goal, so the ball is just inside the 10-yard line. And I'll tell you what, this Bunker Hill defense, they've been standing on their head here in the third quarter. Stop after stop after stop, but maybe asking too much for the big D here as Pawnee has momentum taken squarely over to their side.
Our new best friend Jordan Bennington would definitely be proud.
Yeah. Well, they'll have a bad snap. Getting up, and Zach Fisher's wiping the mud off his hands as he realizes, my bad, I never had control of it. That'll bring up second and 10.
Garrett Oxford got up with the ball, kind of holding it around. He needs to do the Dick Butkus, shake the ball in the ref's face and point the other way and just scare him into it.
Butkus could do that.
No.
I'm not sure who else could. In any event, it's going to bring up a second and 10. Probably the most precarious play of the night has been the center snap. We've had more problems with getting the ball back from the center. Now up under center is Fisher. Fisher's going to hand the ball off. This time it'll go to Xavier Hudgens, and Hudgens is going to be pulled down for little or no gain.
We had an entire militia of Miniman on the tackle there.
It's going to bring up a third and still 10, or third and goal, I should say, from the 10. Clock's down to 2:18.
I think it was John Mize III getting up last off that pile.
So you're telling me John Mize III was the first?
Was the first.
Yeah, he'll be glad to know that.
Tell you what, John's come in here in the second half and really made a lot of plays.
This Bunker Hill defense in general has made some big plays here in the second half. Can they do it two more times? As once again, the Indians are going to come up. They're going to go double tight. They're going to have two backs set. They're going to put one in motion. They're going to hand off to the up back, and he's going to be powered through with that big offensive line. They're churning, and going to go right on into the end zone for the score. And getting off the pile is going to be Monahan. So Monahan gets credit for the touchdown, but I don't know about you. I'm saying there's a front three up there. They did the dirty work. They got that job done. They get credit for those 6 points.
Up front for Pawnee, Evan Henley at center, Tyler Harris and Wyatt Sims at the guard positions. You know, who needs tackles, Coach?
There you go.
Who needs tackles?
So it was a three-play, 10-yard drive, capped off by Monahan's 10-yard touchdown run. And this scoring drive summary brought to you by the Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. Point after attempt is good, as they basically used the same thing they did in the first play to burr their way in for two more points. So that makes it 38-18, Pawnee by 20, 1:42 to go third quarter. Back after these messages on WSMI. A squib kick is stopped by the foot of the Bunker Hill Minutemen and then picked up and run back. And that was Chase Trover with the run back. That touchdown for Pawnee was their first one of the second half. In fact, their first one since 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. So the Bunker Hill defense had been doing the job. But you know what, Dan? You can give and give and give, but sooner or later you're going to break when you keep giving the other team the ball with that good a field position. And finally, Pawnee made them play.
Absolutely. This score could be much worse than it is, but they played some pretty stout defense here in the second half. And you know, I didn't know how the 40-yard wide field would affect the game so much more, and I think it's been on the kickoff and kick returns where I've seen the biggest difference, where it appears like the return guy's going to get a little bit of yardage, and then that sideline really creeps up on them.
Yes, indeed. Now we got the youngster in there, the rookie, is coming in at quarterback. He runs to the right, nothing there, so he'll circle back to the left. Says softly. Kyler
it is softly. Kyler softly.
Softly. Looked like he wanted to go sprint right. Nothing there, so he decided he would try to sprint left. Guess what? There was nothing there. He's going to lose about, 7-8 on the play. Call it second and 18. As the ball's back on the 46-yard line. I'm sorry, the 41-yard line. I'd like to use the rain as the excuse of why I can't see the yard lines, but that's not the case. Second down for the Minutemen. Ralston back at quarterback. Double slots, double wide receivers. He was going to do a quarterback draw. He's still going to do it. He'll get the ball up to about the 45, and he's going to be ridden down there. picking up the good tackle was Jack Pratteville.
Going to make a third down and somewhat manageable here. Cutting that distance down quite a bit to just the 13, 14 yards. And without much of a aspect of punting in the game.
You're saying we're in four down territory?
We're in four down territory. At midfield, yeah, 14, four down territory.
We're not going to find out what they're going to do on third down right now because the clock has run out. We have come to the end of the third quarter. And after three quarters of play here at Bunker Hill High School, it is Pawnee 38, Bunker Hill 18. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter action underway. Bunker Hill with the ball. And they'll fumble it. To the ground it goes. The Indians of Pawnee are on top of it, I do believe. As they came up quickly, and that was big number 55 for Pawnee. And that is Wyatt Sims with a big fumble recovery. So once again, you don't have to worry about a punt. Wyatt Sims with a fumble recovery, and Pawnee will get the ball at the Bunker Hill 44-yard line. Okay, so Pawnee leading 38 to 18. Excuse me. They'll go to the air. Emil Bilbro caught that one with the fingertips, and he's able to pull it down and gets the ball down to inside the 35. Let's call it the 33. Needed 10, got 11. First and 10, Indians.
There was a little confusion about who was supposed to be on the field for the Minutemen. And I think that Pawnee caught them trying to figure out who was going to cover who with not enough guys. And
well, as you said, this is a situation where you have a lot of guys going both ways. At this time of the game, you kind of need a little bit of rest for some guys. And now Monahan, whoa, he gets put down on the 30-yard line, and he's staying down there. A good stop by Evan Morris.
Best tackle we saw all night.
Yeah, but Morris, in a gesture of good sportsmanship, was trying to help him up. Then he realized he was down, and he actually knelt down beside him like, are you okay, buddy? Well, he's very slow getting up. They're going to have the training staff come out and check him out as he gets up halfway, and then he decides, no, I think I better sit down. It's going to be a while before they get him off the field. So while they take a break, we'll take a break as well. 11:20 to go in the fourth quarter. 38-18, Pawnee over Bunker Hill. Back after this on WSMI. As we return to action, following the timeout for the injured player, it will be a second and 8.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, snap goes right through the fingertips, and coming up with a stop or with a recovery is Luke Crotterville as the 5'10 sophomore jumps on top of that one so that Pawnee maintains possession even if they have to go back 10 yards to the 40-yard line to get it. So they are back just about where they started the drive, but now it's going to bring up a third and about 17. Third and 17 as the clock continues to roll. We're down to the 10:30 mark. Everybody on the Pawnee team is either one, checking for a play, or two, seeing what time it is. Snap is back. And the quarterback, Fisher, says, you know what, I've had some good runs up the middle and around the end. I think I'll try going up the middle. And he's going to be brought down inside the 35, down to about the 33. Gain of about 7, going to bring up a fourth and about 10. In on the tackle?
That was Garrett Oxford on the tackle for the minute. I mean, I'm looking over to the Pawnee sideline. For any of the Pawnee faithful might be listening, Liam Monahan does seem to be on his feet and doing okay.
Yeah.
I think coaches are just kind of letting him take series off and get young Cradiville in and get him some carries.
Fisher's come out of the game there. It looked like they brought in someone else perhaps to be the quarterback. And it looked like Luke Crotterville was coming. But now Coach Fine will take a timeout. And at 9:56 to go here in the fourth quarter, Pawnee 38, Bunker Hill 18. Back after these messages on WSMI. And
oh, they did it again.
I don't know if it was touched or not. We will see what the officials say.
they did it again.
I don't know. They're talking There's about whether or not it was actually touched. And they're saying no, that
nope,
it was not touched. Woo! Well, I just don't have a whole lot to say about that.
I don't know. A lot to cover.
These are learning experiences.
Yes, a lot to you know, and that's one of those things you do overlook and assume that kids understand. Punt, dead ball, kickoff, live ball. But you don't always get right in and cover it in detail.
Well, even if everybody else on the team doesn't realize that, the guys who are back there to receive the punt or the kickoff, they need to understand that. But in any event, Bunker Hill dodges a bullet once again, trailing by 20 with 9:50 to go. They'll start on their own 15-yard line, first and 10. Two wide receivers over here to the left side. The handoff up the middle, not going to go very far, so he'll get maybe a couple of yards. Who was that, Morris on that call, on that carry?
Yes, Morris on the carry and Lucas Cradival on the tackle. Lucas Cradival, is that the younger one?
Yeah, Luke's the sophomore.
Lucas the sophomore, yeah. Lucas Cradivelle on the tackle.
Jack's a senior.
Lucas is a sophomore.
A sophomore. Roger's a senior senior.
The senior senior.
He's a senior senior. He's almost, no, I couldn't say that.
Western McCoupin?
I wouldn't say that. In any event, Bunker Hill with the ball, and it'll be a second and 10. It looked like I jumped a little bit early, but Ralston spins away from the first would-be tackler to the second one, who finally brings him down. But as he spins forward, I believe they're going to give him the first down all the way out at the 39-yard line.
That was big number 72, Lucas Resnick, on the tackle.
29-yard line, let's make that.
Going to be just short?
At the 29.
Nope,
no,
he got it first. He got the first, okay.
The man over here in the rain jacket, he was signaling first down all the way. So keep that clock rolling. I'm getting soaked. First and 10, do it again. That's what the Bunker Hill cheerleaders are saying. Oh, nice block, but it came just a second too late. That's the right idea coming in for the block, but there to blow up the play. Jacob Bassett is going to get the ball just about back the line of scrimmage. We'll give him one to the 30 and call it second and 9. See who was in on the stop there.
Right. It's the Southside linebacker on the side, 12.
Barrett? Okay.
Or 15, Huggins. Huggins. No, two, Huggins. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Number two, Emil Bilbro.
Good
boy.
Defense over here on the near side, that's for sure.
Evan Morris is crackback, about sprung that.
Pawnee with a lot of quickness in there. They show it again, but he sheds a tackle. And Morris, there's a situation where you hate to see it. Bilbro comes up with a tackle, but he kind of got his foot caught and his knee bent back. And it looks like Morris pops up, not hurt at all on it. But, boy, that was an ugly-looking play as he went down.
Yeah, when they go down low and then twist as they're going, that scares you.
Out to the 32, let's call it third and about 8 for the Minutemen. And will it be a four-down territory once again? You remember I told you the rain had let up a while ago?
Yeah, you lied to me.
It's back. It's become a driving rain, and now the ball goes through the quarterback's hands, and Ralston has to go back inside the 25 to dive on it. Going to be a loss on the play. And they'll spot it on the 26. Okay, so we'll give him a loss of about 6 and bring up 4th and about 14 for the Minutemen. Now trailing by 20 points with 7 minutes to go, what do you do here, Coach?
You go for it.
Do you do that quarterback draw? It worked earlier a couple of times.
You put it in the big guy's hands.
Well, let's see what they do. He's got a couple of blockers up there in front. Oh, he's going to hand it off. Oh, nice cutback.
He's free.
And he's found opening. Morris decides to cut back. And he's brought down. And I think that he had the possibility of going all the way if he hadn't decided to reverse directions one more time. In any event, he gets the ball all the way out to the 43-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 Minutemen.
Gary, I'm looking at the minute, at the Bunker Hill schedule with the eight-man football. Next couple of weeks are kind of interesting, where they're going to travel to Danville-Schlarman and then travel to Polo for games. And Low Point Washburn from the Peoria area coming down here over the next 3 weeks. So interesting new schedule.
And, of course, a lot of travel in order to find the teams to have the schedule complete. Morris out over the 45 somehow or another. He just simply squeezed. You talk about the greased pig. He looked like one there. He was dead to rights at the 45. He refused to give up, kept those knees turning, kept driving, ends up getting across the 50-yard line down to the Pawnee 46-yard line, and it's another Minuteman first down.
Evan Morris really kind of putting the Minutemen on his shoulders right now, offensively as well as defensively, and making some plays. Showing a little wear, looking a little tired, but really playing well.
It could be that that Pawnee defense is getting a little bit tired as well. We shall see. One back directly behind the quarterback, one over in a wing position as they're double tight. And they'll hand the ball. No, they'll fake the handoff, and Ralston's going to take it himself. He tries to drop a shoulder and then giddy up and go. He puts him on his back and rides him all the way down to about the 41-yard line of Pawnee. So a gain of five when he looked like it was going to be a loss of two. Nice run there by Devin Ralston.
Neil Bilbro met him first, and then Ralston carried him for 3 or 4 yards, and finally Lucas Cradeville cleaned up the tackle. But another hard run by Ralston.
I think they'll mark that closer to the 42. In any event, it's going to be second and about five, long five, short six. Now we'll go with double slots, double wide receivers, split ends and slots on each side for Ralston. He'll take the snap from center. A little bit low, but he picks it up all right. Gets good protection from his lineman. Pass over the middle intended for Ricky Woods, but broken up there by some good defense for the Pawnee defender.
Right on that defense was number 25, Luke Schrover, and he got there just as the ball did. I think some of the Bunker Hill crowd wanted to pass interference, but it looked like they both got there just about at the same time.
He either got there an instant too early or an instant too late or just perfectly. No flag, no foul, no harm. Third down and five. Wing receiver over here on the left side. One single setback behind the quarterback who will hand the ball off. He'll try to go around the left side. Not a whole lot going on there.
That's the backup quarterback, freshman Kyler Softling. Showing a little versatility.
Okay, how about let's run that play again and let the backup quarterback throw a pass. What do you think? Just a possibility. Fourth and six or so from the 42 of Pawnee. Clock running. We're down to 4:30 here in the fourth quarter, 38-18. It's a 20-point lead for Pawnee. Last year on the 11-man squad, Pawnee defeated Bunker Hill 44-0. That was Pawnee's only win of the season, and it's looking like they may get their first one in week one this year. Quarterback up under center, fumbles that snap, and I don't know how many times a snap has been fumbled from the center to the quarterback when the quarterback's right up underneath him. On the 45-yard line, it will be Indians ball as Pawnee will take over on downs. That was an outstanding possession for Bunker Hill. They had 11 plays on that drive, but it comes up fruitless as the Pawnee defense stiffens when they needed to, and they'll take over on downs. And now with 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter, Pawnee in the driver's seat. But with Zach Fisher, I'm not sure if he's in the driver's seat or the pilot seat, because sometimes he likes to fly down the field. We'll see what he'll do. He'll go up under center. Zach, you've had trouble getting snaps from center tonight, both teams. Man in motion. Oh, handoff right up the middle. Nice, quick one. And up the chute goes Monahan. Monahan is down to the 45, so he goes 45 to 45 from his own to the Bunker Hill 45. Need a 10, gain 10, first and 10, Indians.
Garrett Oxford saving potentially a touchdown, because I'm not sure if he had made the tackle, if Monahan would have gone right up the middle all the way for a touchdown. So even though a big gain on the play.
We used to call that fullback trap, but I have to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you whether the lineman trapped or just base block there. didn't make much difference because Monahan was determined. He was going up the chute. No stopping me now.
It's so congested in there. It is difficult to tell what the offensive linemen are doing.
He'll go back double tight. And they'll go back to the fullback once again. And Monahan is going to pick up another 5 yards before he's finally going to be brought down over there on the left side. Nothing fancy, just bread and butter. Down to the 40-yard line, give him 5, call it 2nd and 5. And more importantly, as far as the Indians are concerned, the clock continues to run as we approach the 3-minute mark. They still lead by 20, 38-18. Now, the real fans have their umbrellas out, but the veteran fans, they brought their tent tonight.
We've got several on the field.
And the wise old fans, they're sitting at home waiting for this game to be on the radio.
Several tents on the field and even a couple on the sideline.
I'm just saying. They'll go to the wing back, and he'll come back around. Now he'll cut back against the grain. He's headed to the end zone, tripped up down to the 10-yard line. But what an outstanding run there. Is that number 15 that time?
Number 15.
Xavier Hudgens. Easy for you to say. But a nice run there as he came
Evan
off
Morris.
That right side and cut back to the left.
Evan Morris making another big play, stopping, even though big game.
They're going to mark him down right outside the 10.
That's going to take us into the Sievers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Sievers and Exmark. Score now, Exmark at Sievers. Online at SieversEquipment.com.
Pawnee about ready to score now. If they move the chains, they'll start that clock back up, 2:35 and counting. Pawnee not in a hurry to score. They know they've got a 20-point lead. They'll take their time. They'll probably be conservative. They'll give the ball off to Monahan. And if that's conservative, I don't want to be anything but. As he does a good job getting the ball down inside the 5 to about the 3-yard line. But penalty flag comes in late, thrown at the 5.
You know what? We're going to see a rarely called penalty in aiding the runner.
I didn't even know they called that anymore.
I didn't either. He's going to call aiding the runner.
It used to be that was a call that was quite frequent, and then they got away from it, and it got to be where you could put your shoulder pads on the backside of the fullback and just push him ahead. But today, I guess, it's going to go back to the good old days, and they'll call the aiding the runner. Well, I'll tell you what, between you and me, Dan, I don't think Mr. Monahan needs much
right,
help.
Right. I'm not sure he needs the help anyway.
So it happened at the 5-yard line. They'll back it up to the 10, and they'll make it still. It is for or loss of down on that. 2nd and goal.
Yeah, that's right. Yardage and down.
From the 10-yard line. Bunker Hill will take a timeout with 2:07 to go, and the Pawnee Indians knock, knock, knocking on the door. Bunker Hill calls timeout, trailing 38-18. You're listening to WSMI. It will be a 2nd and goal. They will hand the ball off. I don't know if he ever went down.
I'm
but
not sure he did.
His forward progress was stopped. And the running back on that play was Xavier Hudgens.
An entire.
I'm going to give him a gain of about 4. Let's mark it at the 6. That's going to be 3rd and goal.
The interior line really wrapped up Hudgens there. John Mai, was kind of leading that charge.
Can they do it a couple of more times? From the 6-yard line, 3rd and goal, 90 seconds to go in this one. And it would appear that the Pawnee Indians are going to hop on a bus and take victory number 1.
This is about the time of the game of a rainy game like this where the moms are starting to really dread those uniforms coming home. There'll be washers running all over the.
It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Oh, he had everybody thinking Monahan. Then he reversed and bootlegged. He goes untouched into the end zone, and for some reason, a flag comes flying. The flag is going to be thrown over on the right side of the line of scrimmage. The play ended up going over on the left side. A holding call. I'm not denying that there was holding, But I'm telling you, Dan, that had nothing to do with that play.
No, it was on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Oh. But our near side official has gotten very involved here lately. So
he's getting paid by flat.
He is. He realized he's got a paycheck he's got to work up to. So
we used to bale hay like that. Got paid by the bale. You want to make sure you didn't bust any because you didn't get paid twice.
Right.
They're going to back him up to the 19. So that'll be a penalty of 13 yards, and that'll bring up a third and goal still. As he'll mark the ball, ready for play following the penalty. From the 19, third and goal. Does Fisher say, let's try that one again? Fisher says, nope. Let's just forget about all this. Let's take a knee. You know, this is something where I think both coaches respect the other's program. Both of them realize eight-man football, it's a new thing. It's a new experience. Both teams have come out here tonight and have had a good experience. The Minutemen look like they were going to be blown out in the early going as Pawnee came up with three of the first four touchdowns. But then the Minutemen came back, and after giving up a second quarter touchdown, they allowed Bunker Hill came back and scored twice to get back into the ball game 30-18. Pawnee, however, puts a final touch on the game as they score a touchdown with a minute 42 to go in the third quarter. A scoreless fourth quarter, and you don't often see scoreless quarters in eight-man football, we're told. But the clock is going to come to a close here as it rolls down to the triple zeros, and the final score will be Pawnee 38, Bunker Hill 18. Final thoughts, Dan?
Boy, a great crowd over here tonight on a rainy night. I think a lot of curiosity. You know, Bunker Hill football that hung in the balance last spring was kept alive by some very forward-thinking people. Got a little help from the state of Illinois approving. The head coach from Hebron pitched it and got it approved, and here we are playing football in Bunker Hill again, and I think it's a positive thing all around. Pawnee and Bunker Hill both able to field teams and be very, very competitive.
Very competitive indeed. Both teams going to hold your head high after this showing tonight. But our final score, once again, is 38-18. Pawnee defeats Bunker Hill. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at the Bunker Hill for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you this high school football. Thanks to you fans for listening in. And, of course, thanks to Jen Graham and all the fine folks back at the studio who kept us on the air tonight. For Dan Newkirk, this is Gary Boker. One final time, our final score, Pawnee 38, Bunker Hill 18. So long from the gridiron.